You're tuned to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. The doctor is in the house. We're going to talk to Dr. Jim Adams from Northwestern Medicine. He is the chief medical officer for the hospital system. Before we do that, a little bit more from Dr. Allison Arwoody from the City Health Department. More states, three in fact, have been added to the travel advisory.
We are this week adding Florida, Louisiana, and Nevada, as well as the U.S. Virgin Islands. As a reminder, when states are on Chicago's travel advisory, people who are returning from those states should get a negative COVID test or quarantine upon return to Chicago. But if you are fully vaccinated, you do not need to worry about this.
Dr. Arwoody speaking earlier today. Our visits with Dr. Adams are sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Adams, how are you?
Great. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. If anyone has a question, you can call now at 312-981-7200. It's always best to call early because the people end up calling doctor later and then we can't get to their phone calls. That's okay. I got plenty of questions. Start today with the mayor sort of chiding people who are unvaccinated to get vaccinated and saying there could be more restrictions on the horizon. Do you see that as a possibility that we might clamp down again in the future?
Well, the COVID cases are rising. It's not alarming, but it could be, and the public health and mayor could exercise their rights to slow things down. But if we do get vaccinated, I think we'll be fine. We're pretty close. We just need a few more people to get vaccinated.
What are you seeing as far as the numbers in the Northwestern Medicine system?
Not big increases of hospitalizations, although the hospitalizations will follow by a week or more after initial infection. So we would think in the weeks ahead, if this doesn't slow down, we'll see the hospitalizations then. We're not seeing too much right now.
So I want to ask about this. I'm going to try to do this because my question is perfectly logical, but a lot of times it happens in my head that way and doesn't come out of my mouth that way, doctor. If you know, they're talking about in LA now masks are required again, and it seems to me that if the issue, as you said, are to get people vaccinated, if we just make everyone wear a mask again and that doesn't sort of urge or require the unvaccinated to get vaccinated, all we're doing is kicking the can down the road, right? Because once the numbers drop again, everyone takes the mask off, those people are just going to start getting sick again.
It's true. If you're not vaccinated at some point, one of these months, one of these years, you're going to get COVID. This variant is more infectious, and we could see even more infectious variants. The real decision is just to get vaccinated or get infected.
Are you seeing people with success convincing the unvaccinated to all of a sudden now change their mind and do it?
Actually, yes.
Oh, good.
What we see is people really want to have a conversation. They want to talk to somebody they trust. They want to hear some voice. It's natural to have reluctance. Things are scary and moving fast. But we're seeing a lot of hesitant people who are definitely willing to take the vaccine if they're respectfully listened to, respectfully talked to.
Here's a question from our text line. Can you ask the doctor if you are vaccinated but come down with COVID, can you spread it?
It's not quite known. People are trying to figure that out, but definitely you cannot spread it easily. And it may be that you don't spread it very much at all. So definitely less than otherwise. We're just trying to figure out how little.
So,
vaccination
right.
is a great
so
idea.
Just put another way, then if you're fully vaccinated and you're one of the breakthrough cases, or even if it's so mild that you don't even know about it, it is possible to pass it on, but unlikely.
Unlikely.
Okay. 312-981-7200 is the number. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams. He is the Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President at Northwestern Medicine. The pediatrics earlier this week said that there should be masks in school for everyone. Good idea, do you think, or do you think they're going too far? I think I read today that the Chicago Catholic School System, the Archdiocese, was going to be unmasked.
They're being cautious, as doctors are prone to be cautious, because the children, even with COVID, they'll probably be fine, but we don't want the children spreading it to adults when we want them to interact with adults with confidence. We also know that the masks will prevent flu and all the other respiratory viruses the children get. So they're being very cautious, for the health of the children for COVID and other viruses as well.
Another question from our text line. So COVID cases are rising in Chicago, yet activities continue as usual. What's going to happen 2 weeks after Lollapalooza? Are you concerned about that?
Yeah. I think in that population, in the 18 to 25-year-olds, about a third are immunized. And we could benefit if a lot more got vaccinated. In the over 65, about 80% are vaccinated. But we do think that COVID will be spreading among the Lollapalooza crowd. It's hard to believe it wouldn't.
Dr. Jim Adams on a phone line. If you have a question, you can give us a call at 312-981-7200. It's text as well, but we always prefer your phone calls. We'll get to some more calls coming up. But first, Gabe Salgado is here with a look at the weather and traffic. Back on 720 WGN, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're joined this afternoon by Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer, Senior Vice President at Northwestern Medicine. Okay, Doctor, if you don't mind, we're going to jump right to the phone lines here, and let's go to line two. Good afternoon, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I've heard a lot of discussion around the COVID breakthrough cases of people that have been vaccinated, and they talk about whether you can transmit the disease or not. But I've never heard of this question, and I want to know if the doctor has either heard of or thinks that it's a possibility that COVID breakthrough patients could possibly suffer from long COVID or not.
The long haulers you're talking about.
Yes. Right.
Doctor, what do you make of that?
So it's a great question. Still being explored, but as much as I know, the breakthrough cases do not suffer from long COVID nearly as much, and it's much less likely because that immunity that they have is more effective. So it does not seem to happen as much.
Wow, that's really great to hear. That gives me a little more peace.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call, Mary. I appreciate it. I'm glad you listened. We're going to jump right to Gina now. Gina, welcome to WGN.
Hi, how are you? Had a quick question.
Sure.
My 77-year-old mother was told by both her physician and an allergist that she's not able to receive the vaccine. She has horrible reactions to all kinds of vaccinations. Even getting her eyes dilated will set her off. So she has not been vaccinated. She's still following all the protocols. My father has been fully vaccinated. But I'm just wondering, is there anything else down the road that you're seeing that she may be able to participate in to protect her? I just worry about her. She's very healthy, but I worry about her with all the variants.
So great question. I think the two things. Number one, make sure the people around her are vaccinated. And number two, even in the future, as she goes about her business, if I'm on the flights in the future, if she could get an N95 mask or a high-quality mask, they're in more plentiful supply, and maybe even a mask and face shield, it'll prevent her from getting all kinds of viruses, including COVID. We've had healthcare workers unvaccinated for a year, and the masks have been very protective. I would recommend that for her.
Thanks for the call, Gina. I'm sorry, do you have a follow-up?
No, I was just going to say thanks. I appreciate it.
You bet. Doctor, how about, we've talked about kids over 12 being vaccinated. How about children younger than 12? When do you see that coming?
So they're experimenting right now, trying to figure that out, and I think it is forthcoming. Since the children themselves are not that highly affected, the question is getting the vaccine into the high-risk populations, even in other countries. So it will be coming. Don't know when. Let's just stay tuned.
So so there might be a priority to send some vaccines to the poorer countries rather than vaccinate some of the kids here because they don't get so sick.
That's true because we need to extinguish this around the world to eliminate the variants from forming.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting, I had not thought of that, but it makes a lot of sense. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams. He's the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. Here's another text. I have a friend who was vaccinated and got COVID, and he says he was very sick. If that's the case, it's very unusual, correct, Doctor?
It's true. It's not impossible, and rare people can get very sick. Fortunately, we're seeing very, very, very few die if they've been vaccinated and get COVID. Extremely, extremely rare. But we're seeing most people vaccinated do just fine.
So the Delta variant is now, I think, 83% prevalent in the U.S. Are there any other variants out there that are growing? Certainly not like Delta, but, you know, there were others before this one, and now Delta's sort of taken over. Is there something else in the wings?
Well, not yet, but we expect that there will be, because the Delta will move through, and surely around the world there are other variants. This is the most infectious one so far.
312-981, Dr. Jim, 7200, I should say. Dr. Jim Adams is on the phone line, and we'll turn now to Fran. Fran, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I wondered if there's any conflict in people having the vaccine who've had Lyme disease or Bell's palsy, the neurological issues.
What about that, doctor?
So it's a great question. People have had Bell's palsy for other kind of viral or other kind of infectious diseases, but it does not seem to correlate with this one. There have been some case reports of people who had this vaccine and got Bell's palsy and then got better, but it does not seem to cross over, and it seems so far as we know to be safe.
And we'll jump right.
How about Lyme disease? People have had Lyme disease.
Yep, and seems to have no problem with that either. It's safe to get.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Fran. And we're going to jump to Gloria. Hi, Gloria. Gloria, how can we help?
Hi. I've got a 16-year-old grandson and also a 66-year-old lifelong friend who both got COVID last year. And neither one has been vaccinated, and neither one thinks they need to get vaccinated. And what do you say about that?
And it's driving you crazy, isn't it, Gloria?
Just absolutely crazy, and I'm getting ready to pick up my 66-year-old friend to go out to dinner right now. Just makes me crazy.
I have this conversation all the time. So the good news is they still likely have some immunity. People have had COVID in the past year, the immunity does seem to be less, but we don't know at what level. And so if they get COVID again, will they get it with significantly? And the vaccination can prevent it. The vaccination is recommended. And to boost their immunity, strengthen their immunity, it just makes sense.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Gloria.
Thank you.
And Dr. Adams, it was great to talk to you again this month. I look forward to the next time. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.